Chapter 1. Basic Financial Statement Analysis. Financial ratios are a convenient way to summarize large quantities of financial data and to compare firms' performance. They enable investors to take a unique look at the inner workings of companies, but do not substitute for a crystal ball. They won't tell you all of the company's innermost secrets, nor will they answer all of your questions. They will, however, give you a firm foundation to build your analysis and subsequent investment decisions. Before getting started, it is imperative to distinguish between the three most important financial statements. Income statement. A financial statement that shows the revenues, expenses, and net income over a period of time. Balance sheet. A financial statement that shows the value of the firm's assets and liabilities at a particular time. Statement of cash flows. A financial statement that tracks cash coming into and flowing out of a firm over a period of time. When it comes to various financial ratios, they can be categorized into four broad groups. Leverage ratios. Show how heavily a firm is in debt and measures its ability to meet financial obligations. Liquidity ratios. Measure how easily a firm can convert its assets into cash. Efficiency ratios. Measure how productively the firm is using its assets. Profitability ratios. Measure a firm's return on its investments, given an overall indication of its performance. Now, let's take a look at some of these ratios. Leverage ratios. Long-term debt ratio equals long-term debt divided by long-term debt plus equity. Debt-equity ratio equals long-term debt divided by equity. Total debt ratio equals total liabilities divided by total assets. Times interest earned equals EBIT divided by interest payments. Cash coverage ratio equals EBIT plus depreciation divided by interest payments. Fixed charge coverage ratio equals EBIT plus depreciation divided by interest payments plus debt repayment divided by 1 minus tax rate. Liquidity ratios. Net working capital to assets equals net working capital divided by total assets. Current ratio equals current assets divided by current liabilities. Quick ratio equals cash plus marketable securities plus receivables divided by current liabilities. Interval measure equals cash plus marketable securities plus receivables divided by average daily expenditures from operations. Cash ratio equals cash plus marketable securities divided by current liabilities. Using financial ratios. Once you have selected and calculated important ratios, you still need some way of judging whether they are high or low. In essence, you need a benchmark for assessing a company's financial position. An excellent starting point is to compare them to the equivalent figures for the same company in earlier years. This will show you whether the company has improved or deteriorated in certain fundamental areas. It is also helpful to compare ratios with the ratios of competing companies in the same specific business area, as well as overall industry averages. On a side note, don't be alarmed if you notice certain industries having very contrasting ratios with other industries. For example, the retail industry typically has a higher asset turnover and a lower operating profit margin than the steel industry. This is simply due to the nature of operating a business in this industry. Word of caution. Financial ratios will rarely be useful if practiced mechanically. It requires a large dose of good judgment. Financial ratios seldom provide answers, but they do help you ask the right questions. It is important to note that accounting data does not necessarily reflect market values correctly, and so must be used with caution.